Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a jungle-style air horn hit that adds instant attitude and momentum in Ableton Live 12, but we're doing it the smart way. Not just loud, not just slapped on top. We're going to blend it so it feels like part of the roller, like it belongs in the groove. An air horn is a killer tool in drum and bass because it can bring that old-school jungle energy, a bit of call-and-response excitement, and a strong push into a drop, a fill, or a switch-up. The goal here is to make it short, punchy, and controlled, so it hits hard without stealing the whole mix. First thing, pick a good source sample. You want something with a strong mid-range, a short attack, and not too much low-end rumble. Classic air horn one-shots work great. Reggae or jungle horn samples are perfect too. If the sample is long, no stress, because we're going to trim it down. For drum and bass, shorter is usually better. You want a quick punctuation mark, not a giant cinematic blast. Now drag the sample onto an audio track. That's the easiest way for beginners. If it needs timing help, turn warp on and line up the start of the hit so the transient lands cleanly. If the sample already feels rhythmic, even better. Place it so it supports the phrasing of the tune, like right before a snare, on the pickup into the drop, or at the end of an 8-bar section. Now trim the clip. Find the real start of the horn, cut away silence, and shorten the tail so it doesn't clash with the next kick, snare, or bass note. A good starting point is somewhere around a 1/8-bar to 1/4-bar hit if you want it super tight. If you want a little riser-style energy, you can stretch it to half a bar or maybe a full bar, but for a roller, keep it controlled. If the timing feels loose, use warp in beats mode for punchy material. Keep the transient behavior tight, and align the hit so it locks to the grid. A lot of the magic here is just getting the horn to feel like it's bouncing with the drums instead of sitting awkwardly over them. Tiny timing changes can make a massive difference. If it's clashing with the snare, nudge it by a few milliseconds and listen again. Now let's shape the horn with a simple Ableton stock device chain. A solid starting chain is utility, EQ8, compressor or glue compressor, saturator, and then some reverb sent through a return track. Start with utility. This is where you manage the level and width. If the sample is too wide or messy, narrow it a bit. If it feels too hot, pull the gain down before you start adding more processing. That's a big beginner tip right there. If something feels stuck on top of the mix, lower it first before reaching for effects. A lot of balance issues are really just clip gain issues. Next, use EQ8 to clean it up. High pass the horn somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz to clear out low-end mud. If it sounds boxy, try a small dip around 300 to 600 Hz. If it's sharp or harsh, gently reduce the 2.5 to 5 kHz area. If it needs more presence, a small boost around 1.5 to 3 kHz can help it cut through. The idea is to make it speak clearly without fighting the kick and bass. After that, add compression if the horn has uneven peaks, a compressor with a ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, a moderate attack, and a fairly quick release can keep it tight. You're usually only looking for a few dB of gain reduction. If you want the horn to feel a little more glued into the mix, glue compressor works well too. Keep it subtle. We're not trying to crush the life out of it. Then add saturator. This is where you can make the horn feel louder and more present without just turning it up. A little drive goes a long way. Try 1 to 4 dB, turn soft clip on, and adjust the output so the level stays under control. If you want more jungle grit, push it a little harder, but stop before it gets fizzy and harsh. For reverb, keep it controlled. In a roller, the horn is usually a foreground cue, not some distant atmospheric wash. So instead of drowning it, use a return track with reverb or hybrid reverb. Keep the decay fairly short, around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Add a little pre-delay so the hit stays punchy, and filter out the lows and some of the top. A high cut around 7 to 10 kHz and a low cut around 200 Hz or higher is a good starting point. Now let's add movement. A horn becomes way more exciting when it evolves, even slightly. One easy move is automating the volume so it fades in over an eighth note or a quarter note if it's leading into a phrase. You can also automate the reverb send so the space opens up at the end of the phrase. Another strong move is auto filter. Set it to low pass or band pass, start with the cutoff lower, and open it gradually into the hit. That creates that pull forward feeling, like the sound is being pulled into the drop. If you want an extra beginner-friendly trick, use the clip envelope instead of drawing a bunch of automation lanes. It's a fast way to shape the energy without getting lost in detail. You can make the horn swell just enough to feel alive without making the session messy. If the horn still feels thin, you can layer it, but keep the main horn as the star. Layers should support it, not steal the show. A quiet noise burst, a reversed cymbal, a vocal hey or yo, or even a second horn pitched slightly lower can all help. If you use a low layer, keep it very quiet and probably high-pass it so it adds weight without muddying the mix. If you use a high layer, keep it subtle so it adds air and excitement. A nice advanced variation is a call-and-response horn phrase. Instead of one hit, use two. Make the first one shorter and drier, then answer it with a second one that's slightly brighter and a bit wetter. That question and answer feel works really well before a drop. Another great move is a ghost horn. Put a much quieter horn one bar earlier, high pass it, and let it tease the listener just enough to create anticipation. Now think about arrangement. In drum and bass, placement is everything. Great spots for a horn are the end of an 8-bar phrase, a turnaround in a 16-bar section, right before a snare fill, or as a pickup into a drop or switch up. A classic roller move is placing the horn on the last beat of bar 8, or on the end of 4 before the next section lands. And if you can briefly clear space in the bass or drums, even just for half a beat, the horn will hit much harder. If the horn is fighting the kick or bass, add a little sidechain compression. Don't overdo it, just enough ducking to let the drums breathe. A ratio around 2-to-1, a fast attack, and a medium release is a good place to start. Sometimes sidechaining to the whole drum bus works cleaner than targeting only the kick, especially in busy roller arrangements. If you want the horn to feel more classic and timeless, the big rule is restraint. Use it sparingly. Let the drums and bass keep driving the track. The horn should be punctuation, not the whole sentence. That's what makes it feel authentic. A little roughness is okay too. In jungle-inspired music, a bit of edge often reads as character, not flaw. For darker or heavier DNB, you can filter the top end a little, keep the horn more centered, and add distortion in parallel if you want more bite. A reversed horn before the hit is another strong option for tension. You can also try a bandpass sweep into the horn using auto-filter for that old-school jungle pressure. Here's a simple practice move for you. Load a DNB loop around 170 to 174 BPM, choose a short horn sample, place it at the end of bar 8, and build a chain with utility, EQ8, saturator, and compressor. High pass it around 150 Hz, add a short, reverb return, and automate a filter opening over the last bar before the hit. Then mute or lower the bass for a tiny moment before the horn lands. Listen to how much more dramatic it feels when the groove makes room for it. If you want to challenge yourself, make 3 versions of the horn in the same project. One should be clean and classic. One should be rougher and more saturated. One should be more of a transition sound with a filtered intro and a bigger reverb swell. Then compare which one serves the track best. So the big takeaway is this. A jungle air horn works best when it's tight, controlled, and rhythmically useful. Trim it short. Clean the low end. Keep the processing tasteful. Automate a little movement, and place it where it can push the phrase forward. Do that, and the horn won't just be a sound effect. It'll feel like part of the roller's engine. All right, let's move on and hear how that air horn can start commanding the arrangement.